15, verse 7. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you.
Welcome again to Let the Bible Speak. This is Pastor Ian Gallagher. Today we're going to deal with the Christian's obedience. Yes, we have to remember that even the child of God is still under the law of God. When we understand that the Ten Commandments are a reflection of God's holy character and God is unchangeable, then there is no time when that law is done away from the beginning of creation until the time when the Lord Jesus returns. The Christian is always under the law of God. Now, when we are saved, we are saved by grace. We are saved by mercy, not by keeping the law. But the moment that we are saved, we are called to walk a life of holiness. And holiness can only be defined by that measure of the law of God, which is good and true and necessary for every child of God. Now, when we read John chapter 15, we have this very strong emphasis upon the Lord's word abiding in us, and that we ever seek to do the will of God. And so, by we abiding in the law of the Lord and in the word of the Lord abides in us. The two go together. And if we would be spiritually minded, walking with the Lord, enjoying his presence, then we must walk with the Lord in the light of his word. And that's the burden of our message today as we turn to this message from the pulpit of our Free Presbyterian Church.
Amen. I wonder, do you remember school days? Days when you were in your classroom and, of course, you were a keener, you were all interested in doing well in school, but you hated the teasing when people called you a goody goody. And so, at the risk of enduring the teacher's wrath, you would pull a prank, you would misbehave, and that you would get chastised by the teacher just to avoid all of that teasing that you are either a teacher's pet or just being a goody-goody. Well, I think that that attitude has crept into the Lord's church, and it brings reproach to people for holiness. When people get serious about holiness,
and about walking with God in careful, strict Christian living, then there is a reproach. And a preacher who insists on godly living, holiness, high standards, keeping the law of God, well, that preacher is very often referred to as a legalist. Now, so what are we going to do with the law of God? Well, we can't just throw it out. We can't just say the law of God has no place anymore. It's right here in the Bible. It is God's moral law. It is the extension of His own holy character and nature. We cannot lower the standards of God's law. It is the revealed will of God for every Christian. And it's not a plastic, pliable thing that you can play with, but rather there is that standard of holiness that God is looking for. Now, I hope that you are saying, well, I won't want to throw out the law of God, and I don't want to have that testimony. I want to be in the center of God's will and do those things that are well-pleasing unto Him. Well, we certainly see that the Lord Jesus did not throw out the law of God. We know that from various passages. But right here in this chapter that we are considering today, John 15 and verse 7, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you. And then in verse 10, if ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. And down again in verse 14, ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. There was no other way to be disciples. See the statement there in verse 8, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. And it is when we have a godly walk, when we live a holy life, that we glorify the Father, and we are true and truly living up to the standard of disciples of the Lord Jesus. And so the whole thrust of the Lord's message was that obedience is essential to abiding in the Lord. If you abide in me and my word abides in you, well, that means that we've got to take this word, let it live in us and do its work in us, and then we manifest fruit and display lives that are true disciples of the Lord Jesus. And so, I want to look at this under the three major headings. Obedience is essential to my prayer life. And you'll see that in verse 7, that if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will. So prayer is based upon obedience. Then secondly, obedience is essential to a life of love. And you will see that again in verse 9. As my Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. And then in verse 14 on down, ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. And so obedience is essential to a life of friendship. So it's a life of prayer, it's a life of love, a life of friendship. And it's all premised upon abiding in the Lord and His word abiding in us, a life of obedience. Now let's get back to the first one then. To obedience is essential to a life of prayer. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Now you'll notice here that prayer is much more than just certain words offered up to God out of obligation and duty. Prayer is the whole man. Prayer is the whole life of the Christian, offered up as an offering unto God. It is the godly man coming to his God with his inner desires to glorify the Father. And so this just didn't begin on Sunday mornings. This is the whole man as he has lived through the whole week. It is his walk and his talk. It is his demeanor, his actions, deeds, words, attitudes, that he is living a life obedient to God through his word. And so to pray with devotion demands a man who is devout, devoted, committed to and given over to live for God and for his glory. And so prayer comes naturally out of a life of obedience unto God. And the one who is abiding in the word and abiding thereby in the Lord. What does it take for us, for God's word, to abide in us? I want to examine that just a little bit before we move on to our second point, because this is really important. What does it take to abide in the Lord and have his word abide in us? Well, firstly, it requires a Bible, and it requires that we use that Bible, and it requires that we love that Bible. And that word must get a grip upon our hearts and a grip upon our minds. It must be creating within us a new mind and addressing the old carnal way of thinking, so that, as we are told in Romans 12, that we are seeking the perfect will of God. Be not transformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable will of God. And so this word becomes the benchmark and the basis of everything that we do for God. And we're told here that we will ask what we will. Now, that will, of course, is the seat of our desires. This does not apply to the godless man who is coming out of his rebellion to God. This is not a blank check to a rebel who wants to steal from God his name and his glory, but rather this is the one who is abiding in the Lord. His thinking, his life is controlled by the word of God. He may ask what he will, and it shall be done unto him. And I hope that you are a man, woman, young person that is truly seeking to walk in the light of God's word, that you're searching the scriptures daily, that you are a man or woman of the book, and that that word is saturating your life so that you are transformed into doing and desiring the will of God. Now, that Lord's word works to change our thinking. The apostle said in Philippians 2, "Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus." That is the mind of lowliness, the mind of humility. And it goes on to talk about the Lord in his condescension, coming from glory to earth, thinking it not robbery to be equal with God, but gave himself to become a servant and like unto man. What humility that was. And the Bible truly sanctifies, changes, and creates within the godly man or woman, Bible reader, new desires. The pride is gone. The world is gone. And the true desires is that we walk humbly with the Lord our God. And that word works to change our goals. and it changes our loyalties. If you ask a worldly man on the street, what is your goal in life? Well, it usually will come down to two or three things. Well, I want to live a long, healthy, happy life. And I want to be rich, and I want to be able to gain these privileges and all these opportunities in life through money. And usually it's carnal desires and pleasures and living a worldly, godless lifestyle. Well, this promise of ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you, is not going to apply to that worldly, ungodly man. But if you ask the man or woman who is abiding in Christ and has the Lord's word abiding in him or her, what is your goal in life? Well, the answer will be agreeable to verse 8 of this text. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. And the goal in life is to be a true disciple, to live a life of a godly disciple, or as a branch in the vine, to produce much fruit for my Heavenly Father. And so the goals are changed, and your loyalties are changed. When this book gets a grip of your heart and your life, then your inner desires are switched over from the world to the kingdom of God and to the glory of God. What a wonderful and a blessed thing that is. Now, such a Christian may ask what he will, and it shall be done unto him. Is that you? I would love to listen to your prayers and hear you pray. Because the things that a godly man or woman prays are always in agreement to the revealed will of God. And we would pray, Lord, if there's anything out of line, blow away the chaff. Keep the grain, but blow away the chaff. Close those doors that are not right for me. Shut up those things that I ought not to have. And give me the blessings that are good for me, that I might be a true disciple and bring glory unto your name. Now, if you want to have a compressed summary of the meaning of life and the goal of life, listen to the preacher in the book of Ecclesiastes as he closes out his discourse on the meaning of life. And I'm going to read to you just the last two verses, Ecclesiastes chapter 12, and this is the prayer of the godly man abiding in the Lord and has his word abiding in him. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. And if you know the book of Ecclesiastes, he examines many avenues of life and calls them all vanity of vanities. The real issue of life is to live for the judgment day, the day when our lives will be examined, the day that we will have every word and every deed brought into account. And we must live in the fear of God now and be controlled by the things that the Lord delights in, not in those things that he will judge and condemn on that great day. And so our prayer life is greatly changed when we realize that the summary of all life is, how shall I give account for this on the judgment day, when I meet God face to face, when I must stand before him and give a full account. Now, another thing about this letting the word of the Lord get a hold of us and abiding in us is that it enables us to pray on the promises of God. And we look to the promiser, God himself, to fulfill all his promises. In reality, all of the Bible is a book of promises. It's a book of what God will do for his people. It's a book of the future blessings that are in store, the hope that is ours in Christ. And as Bible readers and prayer warriors, we come looking for those things that God has said that we can ask for by faith, with boldness, with assurance, and claim them through the name of the Lord Jesus. And so the Lord says to us, if you abide in me and my word abides in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. So if you would be a man or woman of prayer, it is essential that the Lord's word abides in your heart, in your mind, in your life, controlling you continually. And then you will live a very personal, powerful prayer life.
Doing the will of God for any Christian is not grievous, but rather it is the most agreeable thing because it leads us into fellowship with the Father through the Son, and we know that we're doing those things that are well-pleasing in His sight. There really is no other way to live the Christian life, and I call you today to take up this life of full obedience, opening the word, saying, Lord, how will you have me to live?
Oh,
listening to Let the Bible Speak. This is Pastor Ian Gallagher. Thank you for being a part of our program, and I hope that today you have learned the value of living in the Bible, living in the words of God, taking chapters, verses, texts, and letting them control your mind and thinking, saturating your life with the Word of God. And by doing so, we find the Lord will abide with us. There is a very direct link between allowing that Word to live in us and the Lord Jesus Himself living in our hearts. And all His promises become rich and meaningful to us. I highly recommend that you get your Bible and just spread it out on your chair and pray over the words of the Bible. There is no more powerful or effectual prayer than the words of the Bible prayed back to God, verse by verse. Just go down the chapter, pray over verse 1, and ask God to work that in your heart and life. Then pray over verse 2, asking God to make that a reality in your heart and life. And when you come to a verse where there's a call to obey, pray for power, pray for the grace to live out and enjoy the victory of the Lord in your life. Now, I know these are difficult times, and I just want to lead in a short prayer before we close today. Father, we thank Thee that there is great grace through the Word of God, that it is a life-giving Word, a quickening Word, by which we have been born again. And I pray that You will enable each one of Your people to live in the victory and power of the Word of the Lord. By Your Spirit, write these things on our hearts and enable us to abide in Thee. And please, Lord, come and abide in us. Let Your blessing be upon Your people to deliver, to keep, to give grace and strength, and we shall give Thee all the glory. This we ask in that mighty name of the Lord Jesus. You are listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio broadcast of the Free Presbyterian Church in Canada. This is Pastor Ian Gallagher. If you missed part of today's program or would like to hear it again, you can find it archived by program date on our website. Just go to www.ltbs.ca, CA for Canada. There you can read my blog, find my Bible study notes, audio and video sermons, as well as helpful articles. Or you can go to our podcast on iTunes. We are on the air Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for our full church broadcast, and Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. on this station to bring you the gospel from our Free Presbyterian Church here in Cloverdale. We also invite you to our church services on Sundays, 10:30 and 6 p.m. Through our website, you can listen and view to our online services at 10:30 and 6 p.m. Make it your Sunday worship. Click on the Live Now button on the home page of our website. Or if you would like to talk with me one-on-one as a pastor, please give me a call. The phone number is 604-576-1091. The mailing address is 18790 58 Avenue, Surrey, BC, V3S1M6. We're located just two blocks north of Number 10 Highway on 188 Street. Our website again is ltbs.ca. You can join us Monday to Friday, 5 a.m., 5 p.m., here on this station as we let the Bible speak.